Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers, the podcast where I do a deep dive into the weirdest, strangest, and most mysterious corners of the internet. I'm Allie Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Stettin.
And who are our patrons for today?
We've got Lauren and Amy.
Welcome to the team.
Welcome.
We are so excited to have you here. We are continuing Food Scam March, our string of episode on food scams. And I am going to give you a buffet of information on...
Boo.
Too soon? On food scams, food spokespeople, and where are they now?
Well, we know where Jared Fogel is.
We unfortunately know where he is in the slammer and the origin of some of your favorite chain restaurants.
Ooh.
Let's get into it. Also, speaking of which, I tried to eat at Outback Steakhouse last night and there was a 45-minute wait.
Where is that, in Burbank?
Yeah, in Burbank.
45 minutes?
Yeah, because I saw John Wick at the Burbank Town Center, and then we were like, let's go to Outback Steakhouse. That'll be kind of fun. And there was a 45-minute wait.
I guess it is Saturday night.
Yeah, and there is an Olive Garden adjacent, which had an even longer wait.
Oh, my God.
Crazy,
chain
right?
Restaurants are alive and well in Burbank.
Alive and well, which I feel like Burbank is the demographic for that.
Yeah.
Anyways, first let's get into fast food spokespeople, rumors, where are they now? Remember the Snapple lady from the 90s?
How could I forget?
Yes, Wendy Kaufman. Do you remember this rumor that she was a cokehead?
I do remember this. This yes. was the 90s, right?
I think it was the 90s.
So that would be, I feel like I might have been in high school when Wendy Kaufman was a big thing.
Roseanne and Rosie O'Donnell were a thing.
Yeah, it was the 90s. It was the 90s.
Crazy time.
Yeah.
Snapple was huge. And I remember hearing like, oh, she stopped being the Snapple lady because she was addicted to cocaine.
I remember that too.
And then I remember thinking, okay, it's probably an urban legend or some sort of rumor. Yeah. No, there is actually truth to it. However, she was addicted to that sweet yayo prior to becoming the Snapple lady.
Oh, really?
Yes. I think she got off the cocaine like to become the Snapple lady.
Oh, no way.
Yes. She doesn't talk about it in depth, but
I would assume that she got all that Snapple money,
right?
I can afford cocaine.
I'm surprised she didn't relapse into after getting all that Snapple cash. But okay, let's
Snapple cash.
That's Snapple cash. let's get into it. at the time of the first ad campaign, she actually worked at Snapple headquarters in Long Island.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if it was like bottling. I don't think it was ad.
Working her way to the top.
Yeah. It was advertising or marketing. I'm not really sure which. And Snapple would get tons of fan mail because I don't know if you remember at this time, Snapple was like the only drink people would drink.
Yeah. It had the facts on the cap.
And we'll get into that too. I remember it was like the diet peach iced tea.
Diet peach iced tea, yes.
Yes, was the thing.
Why was that so good?
I don't know. But they would apparently get tons of fan mail and also mail about the Snapple facts. And I guess no one would really answer to the fan mail because they don't have like a fan mail person. And Wendy, who worked at Snapple, decided to actually take the time and read all the fan mail and write people back. She would even call people back and talk to them about Snapple. And
that's crazy.
Yes. The ad agency who Snapple had at the time, they were called Kirschenbaum and Bond, was like, you know what? With the success of Subway and Jared, it would be awkward. It would be interesting. You know, there's this lady at Snapple who's answering all the fan mail. That's such a good origin story. We should have her be the face of Snapple.
Mm-hmm.
And also, this is like such a weird backhanded compliment, but in the Wikipedia, it says Oprah and Roseanne were huge at the time and they were like heavy set women. And it was like heavy set women at the time were very popular. So Wendy would be popular
thanks.
Too. Yeah, sure. It gets me a job, but weird. So she got the job as the Snapple lady.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, so I guess she had a cocaine problem before and then quit it and then was the Snapple lady. And then they changed their marketing years later. And I didn't know this, but she was on Celebrity Fit Club twice.
Oh, wow. I never watched Celebrity Fit Club.
Me either. But apparently,
twice.
Yes. So apparently, she says she switched her drug addiction for a food addiction.
Oh.
Yes.
That happens.
Yeah. So she says this is a interview with WKYC. She said, I started to do cocaine in 1980. Listen to this. By 1989, I could press my cheek and blood would come out my nose.
Huh? Oh, I guess because your nose, like...
Yeah. Her sinus passages, I guess, were so destroyed. She said...
Whoa.
Yeah. She said, I was so sick that it really did bring me to my knees. I said to God on my knees, hysterical and crying, either kill me or please help me get well. I cannot live like this for 1 second longer. After becoming the Snapple lady in 1991, Kaufman kicked her habit for good.
Wow.
The addiction was great because in a way it made me really look at myself and reevaluate everything. And she was the Snapple lady for 17 years.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess it's been that long. Wow.
I know. And she said that her addiction changed to food. So I guess she used that Snapple cash for food.
Yeah.
And she went on Celebrity Fit Club twice. So
is she still around? What's she up to? Yeah, she's 64.
Yeah, this article was from 2021.
Yeah, she's still kicking around.
She has some Instagram. She has an Instagram. Yeah. Wendy Kaufman 11. Oh, today Kaufman is working on launching her own clothing company. Okay, Wendy.
Okay. Good for you.
Her fame led her to make appearances in Vegas Vacation, Enough Already, and Funny Valentine.
I wonder if she was 17 years a spokesperson, I bet she has mad cash from that.
She's on the board of Little Hill Alina Lodge, an addiction treatment center in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
I would love, let's go on her Instagram.
That's good. She sounds like she's doing well.
I would love to look at her clothing line. Let's see. Wendy Kaufman.
I'd love to look at her clothing.
I would love to.
I got to get in her closet.
I'd love to see what she's wearing right now.
She was on an episode of Oprah, Where Are They Now? In 2016. Is that her husband in the picture?
I don't, it doesn't, or I would son? Be surprised.
I don't know.
No, it says her dear friend. Oh, John Williams. Oh. Isn't that the psychic? No, that's John Edwards. They're at the AMC Empire 25. I wonder what they saw.
Oh.
On April 17th, 2019.
That's my birthday.
What? Really? That's
April
crazy.
April 17th.
That's the last time she posted us on
it's
Melissa's birthday.
The last time
birthday.
She was seen.
Yeah, on Melissa's birthday. So that's the Snapple lady.
That sounds like a positive story for a spokesperson. 17 years, you get your money, you stop drugs.
Yes, and now, you know, you work at addiction treatment center, life is good, things are much better. So that's an uplifting story.
That's an uplifting story.
Everything else is not so much. Jared from Subway. Detour to Jared from Subway. There's a new documentary about him that is...
Oh my God, it is horrifying.
Dark, 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 dark. Way worse than I remember being like released to the press at the time.
Yeah. And I didn't know that the lady who's in it, who like recorded all their conversations, I didn't know that she did that.
Oh, me either. I had no idea. So,
yeah.
I mean, this could be an episode in and of itself. So I don't want to get it in too much depth, but he was soliciting underage sex worker. But by the way, he was married at the time and speaking at elementary schools. And he was soliciting underage sex workers. He was having, I don't even know if you would call it, maybe like an emotional affair with an adult woman who then proceeded to record their conversations.
Yeah.
And he would talk to her about wanting to engage in sex with minors.
Yeah.
Wanting to have threesomes with her, with minors. Asked for her to record her young children getting undressed and stuff. It's disgusting, the extent.
And then she went to the FBI.
Yes. And it took her a while because, you know, Jared had this like saccharine, sweet reputation. And who was it? His manager or representation also went to jail for child pornography and bestiality.
The guy who ran his charity.
Yeah. Oh, yes. The guy who ran his charity.
Yeah. Like they were sharing photos back. And like he got busted first. And that's how they found Jared.
Yes.
They were going through his hard drives.
And bestiality as well. It was like horse stuff. I mean, it was the
hot horse.
The horse stuff. Hot horse, hot horse. It was the extent that, I mean, you have to watch the documentary because, I mean, don't watch it if you get triggered by this kind of stuff.
Yeah. But it's crazy.
I had no idea the extent to which it went.
And like people had warned, like called the FBI, called the police about this multiple times and they just ignored it.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And then this lady brought all this info to the FBI and they're like, okay, well, now you're an informant for us.
Right. And also they were like, and by the way, it's illegal to tape people. Like, that's what at first they were mad about.
Yeah. And she's like, okay, what do you want me to do?
Yeah. It's so crazy. Oh. But watch that documentary. Maybe we'll do an episode on it too. But it's just so dark that it's almost like, I don't want to give it any.
No.
And I think he's in jail for light? What is he in jail for?
You know, actually, I was just looking this up because I was curious. I think he gets out.
Oh.
It's not life, I don't think.
Jesus.
It was 15 years and 8 months and then a lifetime of supervised release. But he went to jail in, let's see, what year was it? Was it 2015? So he could be released 2030?
Yeah, that's so scary.
7 years? That's terrifying. Like, I don't understand why he's not in there for life. I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they've proven that there is literally no rehabilitation for pedophilia.
Isn't there this, like,
pedophile park.
Documentary?
Pedophile Park.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pedophile Park. Was it in Florida?
Yeah, it's this park where only, like, pedophiliac sex offenders live.
Yeah.
I Google that.
That's dark.
Yeah.
Pervert Park.
Oh my God. I know. I don't want to.
I mean, what a bummer. What a bummer that your brain is wired like that.
Oh, can you imagine? That's kind of like where I get compassion, because like I can't imagine that being a choice. Like to have your brain like have that compulsion has to be so horrible.
I guess it's like if you do have that, it's your responsibility to
not
like
act
seek
on it.
Help.
Yes, yeah. Seek help and not act on it. That's obviously like where the distinction is.
You can
is.
Control that.
Yes. Inside Pervert Park is this, oh, I guess it's Pervert Park. Is this the creepiest pervert place in the park. World?
Where do you live? I'm in a Pervert
Park. Yeah, that's like, is that like your mailing address? It's called, I guess the real name is Palace Mobile Home Park in St. Petersburg, Florida. And it's a mobile home park. And it's home to an entire community of registered sex offenders.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, community.
Yeah, it's become a safe haven for the convicted offenders and could even provide the rest of the world with an answer to controlling child sex offenders.
I guess you just...
I mean, I guess wrangle them all up in one place. I mean, that seems...
Sure.
It's just... I'm not trying to go near there. This is not a food person, but you, Melissa, you had mentioned in the chat the other day. And I was like, yeah, you're right. What is he up to? The ShamWow guy.
Yeah.
And he really got into it. Also, the title of this article is insane because it makes you realize that 2009 was such a different time than it is now. The title of this Gawker article is ShamWow Guy Beats Up Cannibal Hooker.
Oh.
Obviously not a PC title now, but I guess that the ShamWow guy had hired a sex worker. It says, the ShamWow guy's name is Vince Shlomi.
Vince Shlomi?
But I'm going to just call him ShamWow guy. So ShamWow guy meets Sasha Harris at a Miami club. They go back to his hotel. She propositions him for sex. He pays her $1,000 in cash. He kisses her. She bit his tongue and would not let go. I guess he punched her in the face repeatedly until she let go. Then he ran to the hotel lobby and they both got arrested.
But she bit his tongue and they're saying she's a cannibal?
Yeah, I mean, that's not
correct. Was she trying to eat him?
I would think he must have been doing something weird and then she was trying. I mean, that doesn't, my gut reaction is he was probably trying to be aggressive with her and she bit his tongue to get away. Anyways, it says Gawker. That he's quote unquote rehabilitated now.
He's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Oh, yeah, he's cleaned up his act.
He says now he only has the occasional glass of wine.
Okay.
He and his girlfriend went to Switzerland for three weeks.
How lovely.
Yeah, so he's...
How wonderful.
Another success story. Then I was thinking about Ronald McDonald.
Oh, yeah.
Who the fuck is Ronald McDonald?
Who is this guy?
Why is the face of McDonald's a clown?
That's a good question.
Why does a redheaded clown, what does that have to do with eating hamburgers? And aren't a lot of people afraid of clowns?
Yeah.
So I wanted to know where this spokesperson came from. Apparently, Ronald McDonald was inspired by Bozo the Clown.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the interesting connection. I guess at the time, this ad exec named Barry Klein worked on the Bozo show and also worked on at the local McDonald's franchise at the same time. And the McDonald's franchise would run their commercials during the Bozo the Clown show.
Love that show.
Yes. And David Arquette, I think, has bought the rights to Bozo the Clown and is doing some sort of movie or TV show or something like that. Yeah. And so Bozo the Clown was canceled in 1963.
Because he tweeted some.
Because he milkshake ducked. But the McDonald's commercials during the Bozo the Clown slot always did amazingly.
Oh.
Right. So Barry Klein was like, maybe McDonald's should create their own clown. And maybe there's some sort of correlation. So the guy who played Bozo, Willard Scott, created Ronald McDonald for McDonald's.
No way.
Yes. I guess the original Ronald McDonald, it says his nose was a McDonald's cup. His hat was a food tray holding a fake burger, a bag of fries, and a milkshake. He could even pull hamburgers from his belt. And his original name was Ronald McDonald, the Hamburger Happy Clown.
Wow. Yeah, because he is very Bozo-like.
Yes, yes.
Huh.
But in 2016, McDonald's apparently retired Ronald after all those creepy clown sightings.
Oh, yeah.
So they know.
Wait, so Ronald McDonald hasn't been around apparently, since 2016?
I guess. Maybe in just the commercials. Because I still see him, I think, at... I mean, I do I? Know. I haven't been inside a McDonald's and
that's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, if, I guess he's not around anymore.
If you know, if you've been, because I'm thinking about it. I've only ever gone through the drive-thru. If you've been inside a McDonald's and seen, I don't know, a statue, like, I don't, what would it be?
He has made fewer appearances since 2016. However, he continues to appear at live events and on social media.
Okay, so they rolled it back. They rolled it back, but he's still around kicking.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a quick break for announcements. Web Crawlers has a Patreon to get access to bonus episodes, shout-outs, merch discounts, video of how cool my eyeliner is today.
It looks really good.
I am wearing bright blue, like liquid pastel eyeliner. Very Euphoria. It's very,
very 1997.
Look. Yes, it's a fun look. And if you want to see it, join the Patreon. You can donate as little as $2 a month to become one of our Bimbo patrons and just support women in the arts. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. If you give us a 5-star review, we will shout you out. Also, I'm going to post today a little contest.
Oh.
Where you can win a jacket that I've worn once. If you post
a
review.
It smells like you?
Oh, it reeks of me. It doesn't smell. It reeks.
Reeks.
You'll find out about that later if you follow us on Instagram. Also, Erios has a hotline. Insert jingle here.
626-604-6262.
Erios. Please continue to call us and answer our prompts or just call about whatever you want. Honestly, just call us.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Now, back to our program. Now, here's something that Melissa and Maria and I are so interested and invested in. And Maria's boyfriend, Craig, knows a lot about it, too. So we're going to try to do another episode about this in its entirety and also interview someone from this place. And I actually think we learned about it from someone calling in.
We have discussed this.
Yes.
Briefly.
Hamburger University. And this is a McDonald's college? I mean, I don't even know what you would describe it as, but it's a place where McDonald's employees can go to school to learn to become managers or franchisees. And apparently it's really hard to get into.
I mean, there's a reason McDonald's is like the most successful franchise.
Yes.
They don't fuck around.
McDonald's University is more difficult to get into than Harvard. And staff members at who attend this school can graduate with a very unique degree in hamburgerology.
Now, do you, is that so you can open your own franchise or like manage a McDonald's?
It says organizational culture hub, introducing a continuous education process for the value chain and transforming knowledge into actual business results.
I wonder if you could apply what you learn at Hamburger University to other restaurants.
I'm sure to open your own place.
40% of McDonald's global leadership has attended Hamburger University. So almost half of like managers and owners have attended this university.
Students at the university take courses about restaurant operations, leadership skills, customer service, operations, procedures, and more. General managers are brought into McDonald's University to partake in role-playing scenarios, meetings, and take courses that will teach them skills. Oh my God, I would love to watch McDonald's role-play.
Wow.
Oh my God.
That's crazy. I wonder if any other, I don't think any other restaurant.
Like Taco Bell University?
There ain't no Taco Bell University, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I would love to, I mean, we have to get someone who's gone to Hamburger University or has taught right there or something, or someone from McDonald's.
Where is it? Is it in Chicago?
I think so.
Yeah, it's in Chicago.
Says they can.
Well, that's why Craig knows about it.
Yeah, they can take classes related to shift management, guest services, general management. Oh, it's free. Free to McDonald's employees.
I guess if you're an employee and you want to like become a manager and owner, they educate. There's over 275,000 people have graduated with a degree in hamburgerology. And 5,000 people attend each year.
There's an acceptance rate of 1%.
What? I mean, I guess it's probably not that big.
This is insane.
Yeah, I guess if you have to be a current employee.
Yeah, if you've gone to Hamburger University, you've got to hit us up.
You gotta.
I don't even see, like, I tried to search for a website, and, like, I feel like they don't even have a website.
Wait, according to its website,
McDonald's University's mission. Okay, well, then try to find the website. Wait.
McDonaldsUniversity.com cannot find server?
Yeah, I dare you to try to find it.
Uh-oh.
Does it still exist?
McDonaldsUniversity.com. It's not. Why isn't it loading?
Exactly.
McDonald's University website. What in the world?
Okay, well, now I'm on the McDonald's website, and there's a...
Oh, wait. Oh, no, it goes to the McDonald's that says training and education.
Yeah. Oh, there's numerous campuses. Wow.
Oh, Chicago, Hong Kong, Sydney. There's one in Hamburg.
Oh my God, there's one in Dubai. I would love to go to the Hamburger University Dubai.
China, Singapore. This website is janky though. Like,
yeah, who made this? This is, what is this? Dippin' Dots?
GeoCities?
Yeah, somebody at Hamburger University needs to redo the McDonald's website.
I wonder, like, what the courses are, how long it takes.
Well, that's why we need to talk to someone who's been to Hamburger University.
Oh, there is a cost for it, but I wonder if that's, if you're an employee, if it's free. It ranges from $1,000 to $7,000, depending on qualification, with a median cost of $3,000.
What? It said on the
But when asked how they paid for their training, most reviewers responded, my company paid for training.
Company meaning McDonald's, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that doesn't really It has,
make sense. Wow, 5 stars, 15 reviews.
Oh my God, I wonder if there's like a rate my professor for Hamburger University.
The Hamburglar. Yeah. 1 star, always stealing our hamburgers. Ronald McDonald, 2 stars, kind of creepy.
Yeah. A little sexual.
What's the purple guy? Grimace.
Grimace. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Very lazy. Grimace is very lazy.
We need to... Please call. Please.
Somebody.
Yeah.
You got to know somebody that has been there.
Okay. We'll move on to more restaurants. Did you know that Bubba Gump's restaurant is responsible for the career of Chris Pine?
That sounds like an AI generated sentence. What?
You're welcome.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well,
what if I was like, yeah, I did know that.
Yeah, of course I did. Yeah. Well, let me tell you more about that. I found this out when I actually dined at a Bubba Gump's in Monterey, California, which I think is the first Bubba Gump's. And I was like, I need to understand this place more.
There's one at City Walk, right?
Yes.
Universal.
Because I'm so confused about how a restaurant and a specific part of a movie are correlated. Like, I was confused. Like, did Paramount open these?
Which came first?
Yeah, are these
Forrest Gump or Bubba Gump's?
Yeah, like, is this a Paramount chain of restaurants? Because that doesn't really make sense. And then why aren't there other Paramount restaurants? Why Bubba Gump's? And so I decided to Google it. So in 1995, this entrepreneur named Anthony Zolezzi bought the rights to the name Bubba Gump Shrimp Company from Paramount Pictures because his seafood company, Meridian Products, was in a lot of financial trouble. And he thought that if he renamed it Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, that it would start doing better.
It's a good idea.
Yes, but also, like, I couldn't find how much he bought it for.
Oh, God, it's got to be, like, in the millions, right?
I can't even imagine. How much did Anthony Zolezzi buy Bubba Gump?
You know, I know the president of Paramount Pictures.
Well, then.
I might have to ask.
It says undisclosed amount.
I mean, that's got to be.
See if your friend will...
Millions, right?
I would think tens of millions.
It's like branding a restaurant, like Forrest Gump restaurant. Like that's
because it seems crazy. So they started selling, I guess, like literal Bubba Gump shrimp in markets, and then he was approached by a friend who owned the Rusty Pelican restaurant chain.
Oh.
Who said, hey, why don't we rename these Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, the restaurant? And the first restaurant was in Monterey in 1996, the one I dined at. Yeah. And they started franchising on an international scale because it did so well.
Wow.
And here's how Chris Pratt ties into Bubba Gump's Shrimp Company.
Chris Pratt or Chris Pine?
Chris Pratt. Did I say Chris Pine in the beginning?
You said Chris Pine.
Fuck. Let me redo that sentence.
Fuck.
Did you know that Bubba Gump's restaurant is responsible for the career of Chris Pine? Insert that.
Pratt.
Oh my God. Okay. Let's try again. Did you know that Bubba Gump's restaurant is responsible for the career of Chris Pratt?
No, I did not know that, Allie.
So here is how Chris Pratt is related to Bubba Gump's shrimp company. So I guess Chris Pratt, when he was 19 years old, was a waiter at Bubba Gump Shrimp Company in Maui, Hawaii.
Is that where he's from?
I don't know. That would be insane.
No, he's from Virginia.
So, like, I wonder why he was in Hawaii.
Wait, Virginia, Minnesota?
This origin story of Chris Pratt's insane.
Virginia is a city in St. Louis County, Minnesota. You can't have...
That's too much.
You can't have three different... That's... No. This is... There's no... That's...
I'm
just
starting
to
think that Chris Pratt was made by the government. Because this is too much false information.
Yeah, he's from Virginia, which is in St. Louis County, which is in Minnesota.
And he was discovered at a Bubba Gump's in Maui.
Yeah, this is not...
This is not right. So I guess he waited on the table of actress-director Ray Dawn Chong, who starred in Chris Pratt's favorite movie, Commando, from 1985.
Oh.
And she offered Chris Pratt a role in a short movie she was directing.
Oh, okay.
And then his career, I guess, excelled from there.
I used to date someone who was his old roommate.
Any stories?
No.
Okay, good talk. So that's... I think we got our audio clip for the episode. So that is the story of Bubba Gump's. Also, Bubba Gump's is apparently horrible to their employees.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so in 2013, a Bubba Gump employee claimed that they have a social media policy in the handbook that says employees aren't allowed to discuss their jobs online.
Okay.
Which seems weird. Like, I guess they're not allowed to...
Sure.
Talk or like, I mean, talk maybe that just means, yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're just not allowed to talk shit about their job. I guess that's not that weird. Anyways, Irios and Maria suck.
I was going to say, I tweet about Irios all the time. Yeah. Fuck Irios.
Fuck Irios. next, the Wendy's girl. You know that girl, their logo icon, that redheaded girl with braids?
Yeah.
I was always like, who is that woman? It's a real person. It's the daughter of American businessman Dave Thomas, who's the founder of Wendy's. They used her as the mascot, Melinda Lou Wendy Thomas. And she's just like, if you look up her, look up Wendy Thomas.
Wendy Thomas. Google.
Okay, but first, you have to look at her baby picture. we'll post it.
It's a funny, it's
but
a
that's
funny
what
picture.
It's modeled after. So it's modeled, there's a photograph of Wendy as a child. She's redheaded in pigtails
with a striped blue shirt.
It's a funny photo. It's a funny photo, and maybe not the most flattering childhood photo that they could have chosen. And then I guess they modeled the out of, you know, you'll see.
Yeah.
Outback Steakhouse has nothing to do with Australia. It's not opened by Australians. The only reason it's called Outback is because it was opened when Crocodile Dundee was a really famous movie. And so they wanted to do something associated with Australia because they thought it would do well.
Well, it worked.
Yes. Also, the Arby's mascot, which I did not know, is a oven mitt voiced by Tom Arnold.
No. What?
Yes.
It's not a big hat?
Well, I think it is. I think it is a big hat. But
Arby
maybe it's also
oven mitt?
Maybe it's also an oven mitt.
Why have I never
seen the Arby's seen oven mitt
in my life?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen the Arby's oven mitt either.
Whoa. What? That's so weird. I don't remember this.
Yeah, I don't remember the Arby's oven mitt either.
Huh, in 2003.
I mean, I can't imagine the oven mitt did very well, so maybe they...
No, I don't... Yeah, no. Oh, why Arby's oven mitt mascot was a total flop.
Oh, why was it a flop?
This is on Mashed. 2003. It cost them $85 million to advertise.
Oh, my God.
It was singing Volaire, doing push-ups and sit-ups to prepare for a new sandwich.
That's just some bad advertising.
Oh, it was similar to the Hamburger Helper mascot.
I was going to say, because I thought the oven mitt was Hamburger Helper.
Yeah. It only lasted a year.
Yeah, you can't have that. Yeah, that's too similar.
The Hamburger Helper.
Yeah, that's crazy. A few scandals as we're coming to a close that you might remember. Do you remember when that person got third-degree burns from McDonald's coffee?
Yes. Did you watch the documentary about that?
No. There's a documentary about that?
Oh, yes. And I am fully on the side of the lady who got burned.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it was the coffee was 190 degrees.
It was way too hot. I remember everyone like blamed the lady.
Did they?
Like, oh, she spilled coffee on her legs or whatever. And then you see the photos. It is crazy.
What's the documentary?
When I first heard about it, I was like, dumb lady spilling coffee on her. But like, and then they tried to like cover it up and they tried to pay her off. Like, oh my God, they fucked up.
This is like an episode in and of itself.
Yes.
Maybe that should be our next episode.
Yeah, it's called Hot Coffee.
Oh, we gotta watch that. Yeah, I remember I was on the side of the woman from day one because they it's not as hot now after that whole lawsuit, but I remember it being so hot in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now last but not least, I don't even know how I got to this point. But I Googled, and we're going to get a lot of bad reviews for this last part.
Uh-oh.
But I Googled which chains, what famous restaurant chains, where most of their donations go.
Oh, boy. You don't want to know.
I know. And
you don't want to know.
I guess not surprisingly, most chains are Republican, except for Chipotle.
Well.
Yeah.
You're saying a lot of billionaires care more about their money than they do.
I know, big surprise. And Starbucks. Else? So, okay, so the
Starbucks is mostly
Democrat.
Not,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so good here's the them. Breakdown. This is from Vox Media. So Applebee's donates 96%. Applebee's and IHOP, 96% of their campaign donations are to Republicans.
That's cool.
Outback Steakhouse, 93%.
Oh.
Chick-fil-A, 93%.
Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah. Wendy's, 91%.
That makes sense.
White Castle, 91%.
White Castle, come on.
I know. Okay, this is sad. Taco Bell, KFC, Pizza Hut, 90%. I know, that was a punch to the gut. Chili's, and I'm not talking about the Taco Bell meat. Chili's, 89%. Dairy Queen, 72, Panera, 67, McDonald's, 63.
You're on thin ice, McDonald's.
Yeah, so now we're getting about 50-50. Okay. Olive Garden, 60%, Dunkin', 52. So now we're getting like 50-50, and I can accept that. And then Chipotle, 100% Democratic.
Wow.
Yeah. And Starbucks, which is surprising since guac is extra. And Starbucks, 83% Democratic.
Interesting. Good to know.
Yeah, not like that's gonna, I mean, I can't care about everything. I'm still gonna eat. I mean,
there's a lot of stuff to remember and care about.
Yes. Unless they're like openly and publicly saying horrible things. I think I'm still gonna have Taco Bell sometimes.
Yeah, it's delicious. I'm sorry.
I'll pass on Chick-fil-A. But
I don't like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, like IHOP, maybe sometimes I'll have a pancake. I'm sorry. But yeah,
once every 10 years.
Yeah, I'll but star IHOP. I'm happy about Starbucks. That's probably where I get.
Yeah, I like a Starbucks.
Yeah, so I mean, great. There you seem to be on the right side of history. Anyways, if people have no information about Hamburger University, if you have any weird food stories, scams, spokespeople stuff, Melissa, call in.
Mm-hmm.
that can be your prompt for today.
Yeah.
But Melissa, where can people reach us?
You can email us at webcrawlerspod@gmail.com or call us 626-604-6262.
All right. Well, I am Allie, Chris Pratt. I'm Allie Chris Siegel.
I'm Melissa the Hamburglar Stetton.
And that's all, folks. Bye. Bye.
An Erios original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.